Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope and happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything else. We are joined today back by the one and only Miss Taylor Ferber.
What is up behind the velvet rope yet again? Oh, I'm so excited. You have the best listeners, by the way. Like these people, they are riding, dying for their David. I love it.
Did they? So you were on for everyone who isn't on our Patreon, which is not, most people are on our Patreon. We had you on twice on Patreon. The first time to talk about you bonding with Erica Jane over older men back in the day when you were a red carpet reporter and a reporter. You interviewed Erica many times and you bonded with her because you had an older man and she was giving you advice. And then we also talked about you getting hit on by Tom Girardi.
Yeah, this entire story is like the cat that lives seven lives. It just keeps coming back. And who would have thought when I bonded with her about our older man sitch going on, it would come back, you know, all these years later. And it was so fun to talk about it. But I have to say, because we're going to be talking today about the last year in pop culture, things like we could take it or leave it. And don't you think, David, that is something like I could take it and I could definitely leave it. I'm over it. We've had it. We've seen it. Done.
Here's my thing. And yeah, thank you as far as my listeners, your praise of them, did they reach out to you after you were on Patreon for this double episode and just saying like they loved you and like just showing you some love?
Yes. I felt so, I was like, oh my, definitely.
Well, listen, I live for my listeners, really. I mean, so here's the thing about the Erica, and right, we'll get into it in a second about like taking it or leaving it. I feel that it's something I am thankful for as we review the year, and only in the selfish sense that A, I would never wish harm upon anyone. Really, I'm not that person. I'm very happy in life. And B, it just gave like my listeners so much to listen to. Like I started doing these reviews of Beverly Hills with Catherine Edwards, and just Erica Jane gave all me and like all these listeners hours and hours and hours of just something to talk about. So I'm like happy in that sense. I'm thankful for it, you know, but I do agree. I held off on talking about it for a long time. I was like, I don't want to talk about this. This is what everyone's talking about. And then, so it's like, I really could take it or leave it, like you say, but I'm thankful for it in the sense that these listeners ate every minute of it up. And especially when Catherine came into the mix, she's like everyone's favorite guest.
I know. And it's kind of perfect timing because it's fizzled out. It's going to be a new year. You know, it's time to move on. Tom Girardi is over there. Like he is shriveling away. He's got like a black, I don't know what is going on over there. So I say, you know, we put our pretty mess best foot forward and keep it like it's, yeah, this story has, it's had its day.
And I mean, I've talked about this, I don't know on what show, but recently, like, I really believe Erica will get a light edit this past season, this next season. I really do. I mean, look, they're not going to ignore developments and stuff that's going on in her life, but I'm telling you, it's not coming back the same. There's not going to have a whole nother season of this. It's going to be about Kathy and Dorit's home invasion and everything. And like, I think they're going to be kind to Erica. And then it's like, no, 99% of these listeners are not going to then be team Erica. Yay. Let's forget about victims. But I wonder if certain people are going to be swayed by the end of next season, the way everyone's swayed from season to season. And I think it, I don't know, it's going to be, I don't even want to predict. It's, I think there might be more Erica fans in the house. Not many. It's not going to go from like 1% fan to like 90. But I think, I wonder if this type of edit is going to like push her along. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, what's funny, you reminded me with Dorit again, would it like you, you know, would it wish anything on these ladies or anyone? However, it's funny because I heard whisperings that Dorit, they were kind of like, girl, you know, you got to spice up your life because otherwise you're going to get the boot. Like you got to bring, you know how they are. They're hardcore. They're like, you got to bring it. And so, you know, awful and horrible would happen, but what a little gift, because now there you go, Dorit. That is your present to for a storyline for next season. So who would have thought?
And the way that these women think, like knowing so many of them, it really is like, if people think we're being harsh, it's not. I mean, I've had many housewives say things to me like, you know, I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to save it for filming, or like, I need to think of my storyline. So it's like, right. Like, we don't wish this upon anyone. I'm sure Dorit is not thrilled that this happened. I mean, rumor is she has PTSD and it's like a horrible thing.
Right.
But I don't buy that. Not a, you're telling me there's not even 1% of you that's happy that this is not a storyline. Give me a break. We're just being honest, guys. Don't come for us. We're just, you want to listen to all the other fucking podcasts out there that just like, oh, I'm telling you how people think here. This is real.
Yeah. And she's like
happy.
David,
she's happy. There's a part of her which is happy, as is PK. And this is like a storyline. And you can't tell me you're not happy. It already happened. So you can't reverse it. There is a part of you that's happy. I don't care what you say. And you would choose the box not to have it happen if you had a choice, but there's got to be part of you that's thrilled. Sorry.
Listen, Beverly Beach was not cutting it. And David and I, we have been with these people around, near, on their laps. Like, we know how they work. And listen, they have the boobs, they have the Botox, the plump lips, but they're no dummies. Okay. Like, they're calculated. So.
And Dorit doesn't want to lose her job. And
no.
I mean, the latest rumor, which I don't know if this is true, because this really is, but like the latest rumor going around is like, Sutton and Crystal are in danger of losing their diamond. Still being friends of, but Sutton was like, you know, she brought it against Erica. And now that's not really going to be a thing because we're not going down this fast.
Right. Like what's, yeah.
I think Sutton has so much she could offer. And look, Crystal wasn't the most interesting to a lot of people. You know, but I know. So, I mean, it's possible. And Kathy Hilton just signed. So I doubt it was $2 million, but I mean, look, in your second season to even get a million or whatever it is, Kathy held out and it's like, she's smart. Wait, like the train is moving. And now wait, if you are having issues with Crystal and Sutton and you're like, what are we going to do? I mean, and everyone wants Kathy back. I mean, you like heard it here first. I think they might make Kathy a housewife if she, I mean, whatever they paid her to get her, it's now something. It's not a joke anymore. So I think if they get enough Kathy footage, they might go that route, especially if they demote one of the other two. But she's also coming in late. So I don't know how the editing is going to go. But, you know, all the production is shut down also because Erica, Garcelle, and Rinna, I think, have COVID.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know that.
I think it's Rinna. So it's like that helps her. That helps Kathy's case. Like she can now settle in and get into, you know.
And it's also, you know, you can never really judge somebody by their first season because, I mean, look, take, you know, Crystal, again, I could take it or leave it. But Doree, if you remember, first season, what a bore snooze fest. And now it's like we are living on a prayer to hear that, you know, mishmash accent any chance we can get. So, you know, I feel like it takes a little bit to get them out of their shells. As far as Kathy, yeah, it's like, you know, Elon Musk works hard, but this bitch works hard. Like she is moving and shaking. You know, she is not gonna, she knows she's gonna get a little pretty penny if she goes.
What a baller to be Kathy Hill and not want to do the show for years and then only do it because you can't travel to Italy because of COVID and you're bored and like, you might as well do it. And then to be like, I just don't want to come back. And yeah, she was busy with Paris's wedding and whatever, but give me a break. And then to be like, I'm really, and like, this isn't like a negotiation where they're like, you know, okay, Doree, like you want, you know, this much more, but here's your salary, take it or leave it. Kathy was really like, you can take it. I'm going to leave it. Like, I don't care.
Oh, like, I know.
I really, truly don't care, right?
Hustler.
Yep. So we are going to talk about what we're thankful for this year in pop culture and in Bravo. You guys, DM me, tell me what you're thankful for. But since this is a holiday special, we need to talk about last night I attended the one, the only Countess Luann de Lesseps' newly revised cabaret, A Very Countess Christmas. So we're going to give a little review for the people listening at home, for everyone who hasn't listened to this yet.
Well, here's what's fun. I feel like we're going to do a little bit of, dare I say, role play. It's like you're normally asking the questions on your show, but David, I have some cues for you about this whole scenario because I, you know, like you said, I'm a veteran red carpet reporter in LA. I have been to every Housewives, you know, Real Housewives of Under the Sun. And I know all the shit that goes on behind the scenes. So I'm excited to do a little role reversal and, you know, get into it of what happened last night.
You can ask me anything that you want. So no, so you've never seen any of the other incarnations of the Countess's show?
I have not.
And that's
no.
Okay.
Most of my interactions, because I was based in LA or with the Beverly Hills Housewives.
That's what I thought.
But that's okay.
Well, here's the thing.
We're going to give them the experience. Like they were there, you know, on her piano doing it.
Let's just start with a couple of facts. Now I have seen the Countesses. So the Countess before COVID had a show, you know, Countess Luann and Friends. At the holidays, she did change it to a Christmas show. So I have seen Miss de Lesseps' show prior to being on Behind the Velvet Rope as the host, prior to everything in this world, 975,000 million times. I have been to her show, Christmas, non-Christmas. I've supported Luann because Luann, at the end of the day, I have said it. Listen, Luann has been on my podcast twice and Luann does not do podcasts, period, the end. And that is because, I mean, she's just appreciates the fact that I was there. You know, I'm not saying like she's like, Luann is about Luann. Let's not get, it's not like, but she's, right. Luann is, I've said it before, really the real deal. She is so gracious. And whether that is fake or put on, does it matter? She knows, it's a real thing. Class with the Countess. Like when she just is appropriate. She makes you feel like she remembers things. And so Luann is, I mean, for anyone out there that's saying anything bad about Luann, I'd like to know what was your experience and why, because she is wonderful, really. And I, trust me, I'm not just saying that. I mean, we could talk about Ramona and Sonia if you want, and we're not going to be talking about wonderful things. So it's not like I'm kissing every ass here. Luann is wonderful.
You know what though, what you're saying, and we talked about this in our collab, but aren't all successful celebs like that? You know, yes, they're egomaniacs. Like, yes, they love nothing more than passing a mirror. But, you know, the real ones are the ones who, like you say, are appreciative, self-aware, you know, of the people who support them and the journalists, the whatever it is. So
that's what I,
you know, housewife or not.
And like, not for nothing. Right. And that's how I would be if I were like in Luann's situation, totally. Like on a much smaller scale. I mean, that's how I am now. Like I get calls for fucking favors, interview this one, you know, and like, look, I mean, I've started to learn to say no more just because like, But I, that's the business. You just, I do favors, you know, like, oh, wait, you were good to me like a year ago. Like, I don't forget that. Fine. I'll interview your person or whatever. You just got to do it. So when this came around, Luann was on my show once. She came back on the show. Really, she came back to talk, but she wanted to promote the cabaret. I'm like, Luann, whatever you want. Like, the listeners are thrilled to hear from you. So then she was like, will you come to my show? And listen, when the Countess wants you somewhere, you go. It's very simple. You do not say no to the Countess. Right. So I will admit, going in, I was like, I wasn't excited, but I wasn't not excited. But I also wasn't so sure if I was going to go. Let's just put that out there. So she was playing a bunch of dates at 54 Below where she started. She kept adding a date. Oh, and that, let me just back up and say one more thing. Like, I predict the future of Roni, which is a whole nother show. Like, I predict these things that Erica's going to get a good edit. I feel like I'm normally right because no ego. There's no emotion. I'm just thinking like a business person. I really said, listen, Luann's show before COVID sold out all over. This shit started in New York small and went all over the world.
I saw that.
She sold out like Oklahoma and this and that. Yeah. I was like, listen, the ratings for Roni are down. We've had a major COVID. Does anyone care? That's really what I thought, because hasn't everyone seen Countess's Cabaret that wanted to see it? She was on the road for like 2 years. When we saw on the show, there was a poster and people ran up and Bethany had something. I was like, hasn't everyone seen it? Is anyone really that excited to go run to these shows? I wasn't trying to turn my nose about it. Oh, no.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This shit sold out. I think she did like, eight. She added, the shit sold out within seconds. Let me tell you, and this isn't like Luann blowing smoke up her own ass. I saw on Instagram there were people from Scotland, Texas. People came from all over the world.
They're like, I spent my life savings to see the Countess. You know, I actually was thinking, I was thinking about this and I thought, you know, someone who isn't so well-versed in the Housewives world might think, you know, it's kind of cheesy. Is it just because they have a thing on Housewives? Like, as someone who likes entertainment or theater or Broadway, would I really like it? And I have to say, I was looking at some reviews and this shit seems pretty legit. People, like, it's getting great reviews. People are saying it is legitimate. So I'm just saying, you know, don't knock a housewife in their hustle, bitch, because really it seems like the real deal.
And listen, for everyone who didn't get to see it, I mean, Luann, she's some places throughout the rest of the month, like Florida, but then she's coming back in 2022 with a non-Christmas show. So I'm like, maybe I'll go again. There's going to be a whole now Countess tour, like non-Christmas. So well, that's coming, people.
Let me ask you this, David, because you're not just anybody, you know, you're not Joe Schmo from, you know, Arkansas, going to see Luann. Like, you are, you know, you guys are basically over here having martinis together. So did you get any like behind the scenes experience? Were you backstage or did you just go as a, you know, spectator?
Okay. Well, first of all, honey, I always go backstage. This is behind the velvet robe.
I'd expect nothing. Exactly.
I mean, these people wouldn't be listening unless I could bring something extra.
Thank you.
But so here's the thing. Let's get like, this is going to be the show. Guys, it's holidays. Let's just shout everyone out today. Luann didn't pay me to say she's having a tour next year, but she is. You're welcome, Luann. You better come back on my show. But so my friend, Robert Bannon, will give him a shout out. He is a singer himself. Everyone should follow him on Instagram, Robert Bannon. So he has performed himself at 54 Below. We actually are friends and we met through Margaret Josephs, believe it or not. Just friends. So he was like, when it kind of came around, he was like, okay, well, I also want to go see Luann. And I'm like, you do? And he performs at 54 Below. And then I'm like, okay. So then I was so busy this year, dedicated to these lovely people listening. I blew this request of my friends off forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever. And then finally I'm like, okay, well, the month is here. It is not as busy at work. Let me focus. I was like, shit, this shit is not easy to get into. And like, we had a call, you know, Luann, let's involve everyone now with all my favors that everyone owes me. And so we were able to get in. So like the fact that a friend of mine was like, no, I really, and by the way, let me drop a footnote. Robert Bannon, who performs at 54 Below, does not watch The Housewives. He met Margaret because he's going to be on New Jersey because he's a singer and he sings at Margaret's Pride event in this upcoming year and at Margaret Senior's 75th birthday party, both of which will be on the new season of RHONJ. So that's how we met through Margaret. And so like, he does not know Housewives. He just knows Margaret as a person. He understands what Jersey is, like he's watched it, but like he knew who the Countess was, but he's not up on like, is a Ramona, right. So I'm like, okay, but if you want to go and like, you listen, I mean, it's 54 Below. If you've never been there, it's like a dinner.
I haven't.
You get your drink. And I'm like, look, you don't need to twist my arm to like go and have like cocktails. So I'm like, okay, Now I have a friend who wants to go. Okay, fine. We're going. So then it was like a whole crisis of like, shit. Luann's like, I mean, honey, this is like, I'm Luann. Like why didn't you tell me this 2 months ago? I'm like, all right, it all worked out. We like went. So then when we get there, I'm like, okay, I'm feeling it. I'm getting excited. Now we sat with some, now, you know, of course, what also happens when I go to these Bravo events is there are people there also that are into Behind the Velvet Rope. So there are people then that are like, oh my God, are you David? And blah, blah, blah. And my friend Robert's like, this is like, I mean, he knew that I was in this world, but he's like, this is ridiculous. Like people want a picture with you. I'm like, I know. I'm like, just get over it. Like, let's just, you know, listen. So there's you're like, that. But then I'm
guys,
like, okay.
Paparazzi. I mean, really?
No, but not we sat with these lovely two people, this lovely woman and this gentleman named Mark. So I was more into the gentleman. I mean, she was lovely, but I was, you know, this guy was kind of cute. So I was more focused on, you know, cause like they see you with other people, like if you're only two.
Right.
So we met this lovely couple, like, and they were just friends and this guy was kind of cute. We've texted, but let's not get into that. Cause it's just not even 24 hours later, but
Luann matchmaking, who knew?
Right. No. So then we were talking and they were like, we hear you talking. We're over listening. So I'm like, oh, well, here's the deal. I'm, you know, the podcast, like download it now, please leave a review. I'm like, I'm always in sales mode. So it was fun. So like, listen, then we look around and who's there in the audience? Miss Leah McSweeney from Real Housewives of New York.
Yep. That she's was going to be my other question. Other housewives in attendance. Yes.
Ramona. So far Ramona has gone. I mean, it's over now. The 54 run is Ramona attended. This doesn't shock me. Ramona attended one night and last night was closing night and Leah went. The others didn't go, which doesn't shock me. I mean, Sonia doesn't really show up for things. Ebony and Luann, I mean, I'm not speaking out of school or not speaking. They don't speak. And then that's everybody. So I mean, Leah and Ramona went.
It's interesting because when I was a reporter for Us Weekly, and I'm sure you just do this naturally, but they would ask me when I would be at events like this, you know, say there was like a beef with Kyle and LVP, right? What was LVP drinking? How did she look at Kyle? What did she do? You know, how did she react when Kyle said this? All that. Literally, I would have to report on all that, see how they were reacting, what they were doing, you know, how they responded, if they were into it, what they were drinking. And I'm sure, you know, I know that they, you know, there was one person there, but I'm sure you had your little eye out, see what's going on there.
These listeners, when this show started, it started before we were the 5-day-a-week interview show. This show started as like Wendy Williams. It was more like, you can go out with me at night and we can have a great time. And we can be best friends, but I will talk about you the next day on the air. And that's forewarned. So listen, your sister over here behind the velvet rope might seem like she's in her own world, but I notice everything out of the corner of my eye. So Miss McSweeney sat with a mask on for a while. I'm like, is she really trying to play the I don't want people to notice me like angle? Cause I'm not buying that. people did eventually start, she was alone for a while. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a huge like uproar, because I really think a lot of people didn't recognize her. Certain people were going up asking for their picture. She gave them what they wanted. I explained to this lovely gentleman that I was flirting with in his woman friend, I'm like, everyone stay calm, stay calm. That's Leah. I know. So, I mean, that is the other thing too, that like, I try to explain to my friend of like, I understand the people there are going to go crazy because they've never seen Leah before. They've never seen Lauren. So I get it. Like, I get that Bravo fandom, you know, like right, I was at BravoCon, right. But I'm just like, it's me. Like I'm just like, everyone stay calm, but I will share with you that Leah's over there. They're trying to take a picture with like Leah in the background. I'm like, mm-hmm. We can just go talk to Leah. Like, I mean, if you want a picture, no. Okay. Some people are shy. So Luann,
I've done that when I brought friends to red carpets and events too. Yeah. They're like trying to sneak a selfie. I'm like, we can go talk to Rob Pattinson. Like he's sitting right there. It's not a big deal. Right. So funny.
Get what you want. So I was like, okay, so
go after it.
Let me tell you, I think by the time the show started, I only had one martini. So I was pretty together. So here I was with my, like, I don't know this. I've seen the show so many times. Oh no. The minute the Countess came out, I was like all that. I was like, wait, David, like you are not too cool for school. I was like, oh my God. It was like, I was seeing the show for the first time. Now, yes, totally. Now I have to say this show is completely, like Luann used to say to me back in the day, like, darling, like, are you bored? And I'm like, no, like, but I mean, you know, I was a little bored. Whole different show, whole new show. Like it's nothing, like all different songs.
How would you describe it to people who are like, would you describe it as like a little bit of this show mixed with a little bit of this? You know what I mean? Look,
she sings her hits, but in between the hits, she'll sing classic songs, which you guys know.
Christmas songs.
Well, not just Christmas songs, other songs too. Like she used to do Fever and she plays the bongo. So look, it's just kind of what you think. There are outfit changes. There are Giovanni outfit changes. Luann, there's video mods. So when she is off the stage now, she told this on my podcast, when she used to have friends that did a song, but direct quote from Luann when she was on my podcast 2 weeks ago, nobody pays attention when I'm off the stage. They all check their phone. So I've decided it's just going to be me. So now when she's off the stage doing a costume change, it's like there's a video montage of like
of her
Bethany or yeah, actually of like Bethany, like saying like, oh, like life is not a cabaret. And like they show her looking at her own picture. And so it's like highlights. And look, you don't think people are screaming every time there's a new one, they go crazy. And they sometimes
rock star, right. Like Bon Jovi,
people, honey, people. So my friend was like, this is literally, so my friend performs there and I've been to other shows at 54 and I'm like, right. Like you've never, like, this isn't how other shows go. And he's like, I've never seen it like this. Like people go batshit. Cause it's a small room, crazy for the Countess. And she walks around, right. People go batshit crazy. As if she's Bon Jovi, yes.
Okay, I know that you're obviously a fan. You know, what's funny is one of my questions for you was going to be, which is a silly question to ask now because we know that you love her, is that she was ranked the number one housewife by TV Guide. And I was going to ask if you agree, but clearly, you know, it seems like you do.
When was this ranking? Was it recent or?
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing. So that's where it's like, I start to have an attitude of like, this one doesn't want to come on my show. This one has like, I don't care.
Personal.
However you rank it, I'm sorry. Luann de Lesseps, whether you love her or hate her, like that's where I'm like, let me take my emotion out of it. She's definitely in the top 10 of all time of Housewives, whether you love her or hate her. When you get to the legends, when you get to the hierarchy of who's ahead of who, Luann's in the top 10. Hands down. I mean, number one, that's great. But like, even if that changes, it's like, she's a top 10 housewife, period. The end.
How about performer? How about like, how is she as a performer? Like say she wasn't a housewife, say she was going to auditions off Broadway, like talk, cause wasn't she a nurse? And then obviously like she has had so many evolutions. So how is her performing? Or do you think that part of the hype and the adoration is because people know her from Housewives? You know what I mean? If you could separate the two.
I feel, well, look, most of it is the hype from the housewives. It is.
Okay.
And whoever else was on stage.
Fair enough.
But I have seen her show for like now, like however many years. I feel there is an evolution in like this. Look, it started at 54. Now when she tours, it's at big theaters, not Madison Square Garden, but like big theaters. So like, I feel that I notice a change in her. Like, listen, whenever it ends, Roni or for her, she's like a Bethany. Now she doesn't have that level yes. of success, but she has a real career. This isn't like Ramona Pina Grigio. Like Luann really makes money. It's like actual real money. I don't think she wants to lose her $1 million a year from Roni, but Luann has a life out. When this ends, she has a life. She has a real career. So wow. Like David. That is so hard. That's who has that? I'm not talking about your fucking 3-wick, 2-wick candles. I'm talking about like an actual real sustainable year, several years. So Luann just has that, whether it's luck or whatever, that's a great thing, right? She's at a very short list.
I have one for you though. And this is going to make the listeners behind the velvet rope feel a type of way. Okay.
You don't have to love her. Like I'm not like, trust me, there's lots of housewives I don't love, but go on.
Okay, who do you see being a genuinely better entertainer and having a, you know, stand alone entertain and, you know, longevity of an entertainment career now? Okay, the Countess or Pretty Mess?
That's what I thought you were going to ask. Listen, it's because I've seen that Pretty Mess tour. Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, you have?
Oh, honey, I've seen it twice.
Okay.
I mean, the difference, and I'm not trying to knock because I don't know, but like the difference is like Luann, this is real money. And so like Luann ain't, you know, going into debt. And I believe, I mean, I could be wrong, but I remember when I saw the Pretty Mess tour before all this stuff came out. This is before Erica's controversy with Tom and drama, way back when I saw it. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy shit, this is costing Tom Girardi a ton of money. That was literally, this is like
the smoke in the mirrors and the spectacle.
And dancers, honey, she has like yes. 12 hot male backup dancers. And like, I mean, okay, you have a bus. Maybe you're not flying private with all, it doesn't matter. Like this shit, costume changes, Mikey's there. Like this is costing a lot of money. So I feel if the Pretty Mess, but it was so epic in a different way. So epic. I have to say, like, and I don't, so I mean, if Erica, like Luann does this as a career when she's not filming, if Erica did a real thing, she keeps teasing. She keeps posting a picture of herself on stage with a microphone, black and white. And she says, hashtag coming soon. I mean, is there going to be another Pretty Mess tour? I mean, Mama would make money. I mean, mind you, she also had a meet and greet. I guarantee you, if she had a meet and greet, it would sell out. I guarantee you they would. I guarantee you somebody would come out, because this is how it works. As you know, with all this stuff, meet and greets, they'd be like, folks, we have a few announcements. You know, under no circumstances are you to ask Erica any questions about, like, you wouldn't be allowed. And if you do, we will remove you. You will not get your money back. And you know, then not one person would, you just can't. So I think if Erica had a tour, included that meet and greet again, people would go, but I mean, I guarantee you there'd be an announcement. You cannot ask anything. Like Miss Girardi is taking pictures, Miss Jane is taking pictures and really not commenting on anything about anything. Please, you know, say hello, tell her you love her and move on.
You might as well go to Madame Tussauds. Like
you might as well. Oh, honey, I did like 4 meet and greets with Britney. You might as well have gone to Madame Tussauds. Like,
no, Brittany, like
Brittany, don't
you're going to get more info out of this pen. Like,
exactly. So, but I do think like if Erica did this, like Luann did and really was like, this is my moneymaker, she could, it's a real thing. She could make money. I think the fact that everyone hates
that's
her
fair.
So different. I mean, Erica's is like, listen, it's a gay man's dream. It's like, she is
right.
Like, legs spread, rolling around, hair. And I think the fact that everyone despises her and there's victims, I don't know if that would really translate. Oh, I think when she was in your town, true. You would show up and you couldn't look away. That's just what I think. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I think if Erica put herself out there in these towns, people would go, especially if you threw that meet and greet in there. Oh yeah, I think people would go. Mm-hmm. So they're like, they're different. They're different. I think Luann's is better in the sense that it's a legitimate business that she really, look, Luann, I mean, all these women love talking about themselves, but Luann loves Luann. And that is not a knock. Luann loves Luann. And so this is what she is just, like she said to me before, this is what I was born to do. She loves it. The adoration, the script, like she just loves it up there. So she's natural now. And she's just gracious and she's fun. And there's like little jokes in there. Like, you know, I just got back from girls trip. There's also a Q&A. There's always a Q&A.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. That's cute.
So you can ask questions. The difference this time is someone comes around and says, blah, blah, blah. I have the microphone when it's your turn. Like this is before the show. You know, if you have something, raise your hand. They said, listen, we have to keep it up. I thought they were, I was like waiting for them to say, like, you can't ask about Bethany. They said, you can ask about any cast member, anything. They're like, I'm like, you can ask about the Roni ratings. This guy looked at me like, I was like, I'm just kidding. Like, I know her. Like, I'm not asking anything. But I mean, really be careful because that's what someone, but he's like, no, you can't ask about, you can't say like the time like your grandmother died and you were listening to her song. He's like, nothing, nothing that brings the mood down. So the Countess has some rules now for the Q&A. You can't, that you can so ask about anything except nothing sad that will bring the world down.
Thank God. You know what? Thank you, Luann. If you are listening to this, because you know what, bitch, lay down the groundwork. I actually, just before we hopped on here, I shot an episode of my podcast, Cancel Me Baby. And I talked about this depressing, bleak Sex and the City reboot. And on brand with what we're talking about, it's like, I'm sorry, did we ask to be depressed more? No, bitch, we're living through it. I don't need to see it in my entertainment. No, thank you. So thank you, Luann, for like setting the rules that we need, because I'm not trying to cry into my pillow, you know, going to your show, watching this content.
I try, coming up in the new year, I will get slammed for two guests I have coming up together. I try when people talk politics, I don't censor. I don't care what your beliefs are, pro and I, but I let you, but I will let you finish your sentence and I just change the subject when people talk about COVID. But I have a show coming up where it's two guests and it, like the bus went off the highway and David from Behind the Velvet Rope, it took a minute. Like, you know, I normally can drive the bus back on the highway. These two went wild and they talked so much shit about COVID. Look, come for them. Don't come for me.
Give us a hint. Give us a hint, David.
It's two
people. You can't leave us on the edge of our seats like this.
This is the only hint I'm going to give you. It's two very outspoken people in the housewives world that
Orange County
have strong beliefs on everything. And look, there are two guests that like I'm lucky to get because they don't shut up and they say crazy shit. But I was like, oh, enough COVID. Let's go. We have to move on.
Yeah. Yeah, we're over it. Yeah, it's Kelly Dodd. No, but you should have sent them to Cancel Me Baby for the after party, because you know I'm all about that. Like, speak.
You would have said shut the fuck up. Or whatever. What? You would have been like, okay, enough. Like, pick it up and be nice. But yeah, look, I said it before. I let everybody speak their truth. It's not my hour. It's like, I'm not here to, like, people always comment like, fuck this one, fuck that one. And I'm like, I don't care. You could hate the guest. Like, I'm not my job. It is not like you and I have different angles. My angle is like, it's not my job to give an opinion, to disagree. It's just, it's for them to speak their truth and for everyone else to love them or hate them. And that is just, and that, guys, is how I get all the fucking tea for you, because that's the way you do it.
But that's what's, no, but I like that, because you have all of these, you know, outlets now trying to get a certain narrative, trying to get this, trying to get that. And that's why I appreciate what you do, because it's like, can these people just talk? You don't have to agree, but let them talk, because they're getting filtered with everything else. So at least on your platform, you know,
how did we get in a world where everyone is supposed to fucking agree on how is it that exactly. You hate every single person that just has a different view? I'm so not that person. I could be best friends with someone that has morally strong offensive views that are different than mine. And I can still be your friend, because one-on-one, you are there for me and I am there for you. And that, I don't care if your other views, I might find vile, but that doesn't mean that we can't be friends. So I don't know. Everyone else is gone somewhere. I am on the short list, maybe with you and a few others.
We are on this island together. Maybe. I mean, that's the premise of my show, right? It's like, cancel me, baby. I dare you, bitch. I'm going to say what I have to say. So you know what, David? We'll hold it down as the real ones. And that's just what it'll be.
You just don't care either. No. So it was like a good, so listen, like she does have, if you don't, if you're not into Housewives, she has skills. She has skills and it's fun and it is a cabaret. Do you know also, and I knew this before last night, like this is, Luann is the biggest selling artist in the 54 below history. Like out of everyone they've ever had there, currently have there, in between the pandemic, they have people from Broadway. She is the number one selling ticket sales ever.
Wow.
Period. The Countess.
Isn't it funny? It's funny to think about too, because you're like, listen, the ego's there. The narcissism is there. Like even in an intermission, we are seeing a Luann slideshow, but there's a part of me that's like, it's paying off clearly because she is just not, she's just shameless and she ain't hiding it. And it also seems like she's coming out swinging after this pandemic. Cause you're like, it is better than ever.
Well, that's what it is. It's like she, Luann's brand, like if you watch the TV, like Ramona's brand is just like, she can be an asshole to everyone and, you know, people still take it. Luann's brand is kind of like, she is all about Luann and she doesn't mean to be. That's what makes it so endearing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know. So it literally is the same Luann that you think you're going to see. And she's just, so then like during, so also during the show, she shouted out Leah. She shouted out Nicole Miller was there, the designer. Uh-huh. And then after that, she said, and this is where I mean, like she said, I mean, I didn't speak to her before the show. I texted her to say, hey, I'm coming to your show tonight, blah, blah, blah. She didn't, you know, she didn't text me back. And I was like, during the show, she said, oh, and David Yontef is here. David from, what was the name? You know, she doesn't remember. She's like, David has a huge podcast. And David, and then someone ran over to me with a microphone behind the velvet rope. Now, Luann, to do that, I did not ask. She didn't tell me she was going to do that. That to me is beyond, like, that's loyalty. Like,
I love it.
I mean, she is on the stage saying, and David, in addition to Leah McSweeney and Nicole Miller, David Yontef is here and he has a huge podcast. What's the name of it? And I mean, at this point I've drunk, which we'll get into. And then someone comes over with the mic. So, I mean, I say behind the velvet rope, I don't know. Do I get one listener from that? Maybe. It's certainly not something the woman had to do, right? So, I mean, that is a class fucking act. And I will always, always be Team Luann for that move alone. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, that's so classy.
Again, success, real successful people, you know.
I mean, you're shouting out my fucking podcast from the stage. And like, I mean, I didn't even think she knew I was there. Like I texted her. I'm like, Luann's not checking her text. So nice and so lovely.
I love to hear that. Go you.
But that's the other thing, you know, you have your one martini and then like, look, I'm not going to have one drink. Of course I need a second drink.
Right.
Do I need that third martini? Did I need it?
Yeah. So how long is the show?
Oh, that's the other thing. At 54 below for any artist, there's two shows a night. Not Luann's, the second show. It's another show. So they don't play around. It is a 1 hour show. You ain't getting any more of whoever that performer is. So at 7 o'clock, Luann comes on. At 8 o'clock, Luann is off. So yeah, I had three martinis.
At 7:59, right. Say goodbye. Say your goodbyes. Yeah.
Say your goodbyes. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure. So there are moments that are fuzzy. I'm going to be honest. There are moments where that third martini just makes it all brown and black and the memory slips. Now she ends with money, you know, with money can't buy you class. But it's like a different version. It's like a rock version. And this is where people are fucking lost their mind going that shit crazy. So that's where like
they are crowd surfing. Right. No. There's a mosh pit.
Fucking crazy. And I'm just like, and then when it's over, of course I'm drunk and I'm like, it was great. And I'm like, this is a legend, people. I'm telling the people that are now sitting with us that I just described, I'm like, this is a fucking legend. So I got on the Luann train. Then I was texting Elise Lane. You know, she was the friend of on Real Housewives 2 years ago. That Ramona brought on and they hate each other now. She's friends with Leah. So I was texting her at the beginning of the night saying like, Leah's here and Luann's a legend. And I think Elise was not interested in me talking about what a legend Luann is. Like, she's just like, ugh, what? She's like, she's not a legend to me. And I'm like, okay, Elise, well, she's a legend to me. But
yeah, you're like, it's happening.
Leah, but Leah and Elise are friends. See there, I'm giving you guys tea. So, and then Leah, who was sitting alone, eventually was joined by two guys. Let me tell you, Miss McSweeney can bank. These guys, one of them was decent and the other was fucking hot. So then I was telling Elise, I was like, oh, and by the way, Leah's here. And she's like, you went to see Luann again? Because I had dinner with Elise last week. I'm like, no, I was telling you this was the night I was going. I didn't go again. And I'm like, she's like, oh, is Leah's guy young? And I'm like, yeah. So, I mean, apparently Elise knows who this guy is because Elise and Leah are very close in real life. So Miss McSweeney was with a guy. So then the show was over and we said goodbye to our new friends. And I'm like, listen to the podcast. And then I said to my friend, come on, let's go to the green room. I mean, I could have probably brought these two, but I'm like, it's not my place. And like, we went to the green room. There was Leah. There was Nicole Miller. And that's where I drunkenly was like, you know, Luann, like, you didn't have to shut. Like, that's, I mean, come on. Like, that was so, and she's like, keep supporting me from the beginning. So I did get a picture. My friend didn't hold the phone up high enough. It's a horrible picture, but I'm going to post it anyway. But yeah, I mean, yeah, literally for everybody out there who wants a review, I mean, look, go and see it. Like, it's going to entertain you. It's Housewives Talk. You can ask anything during the Q&A.
That's what I was going to ask. What was the why? Like, what fan was just balls to the wall? Like, wild question, wild moment? Or was it all sort of, you know,
it's subpar? All like, it's all like, you know, nobody asked about next season or like the ratings or when is Roni going to come back and when are we going to know? Nothing like that. It was just more like, you know, is Ramona really as awful as, you know, we all think and stuff about Girls Trip. You know, listen, Luann, that's the thing about Luann. She always gives that professional answer. Like Luann has a way of just, like when she was on my show, one time I said like, you know, if you couldn't invite someone back, who would it be? And she's like, no, Dolly. I wouldn't be an OG if I answered questions like that. Oh my God, drop the mic. Perfect answer.
Yeah, done.
And it's said in the Luann way and you're like, yeah, this is brilliant. So that's why, like when Luann comes on my show, like I'm not, I can't go there. She's not, she'll never get dirty. That's just her thing and it works for her. So, but from a review, there you go. I was drunk. Leah was there with a cute boy texting Elise. Elise did not want to hear about how I was calling Luann a legend and an icon. Listen, I'm like a happy drunk, guys. And then we saw Luann afterwards and she's going on tour in 2022.
And how was the green room set the seat? Like, were there snacks? Did Luann herself have a, you know, cocktail? Like we're right there.
Well, Luann did from the stage take a sip of her frosé. She has a frosé, a non-alcoholic. So no, and that is the thing. I've been in the green room every time. Back in the day, there was champagne when you walked up to, nope, there's no liquor in the green room, nor would I think any is allowed. Like if I had my drink and I wouldn't have taken it. I mean, I was drunk. I might have taken it, but I think I was still like, oh shit, I shouldn't. So it's like, no, there's no alcohol in the green room. None.
No snacks.
Snacks.
No hot guys. Okay.
Leah's guy was hot, but
yeah.
Was there any other hot guys? I mean, I wanted to talk to Nicole Miller, who's kind of a legend in the fashion world. Was there any hot guys? No, I think that, I mean, the guy that goes around and asks the questions, which is like her new person in the show that does that, is kind of like a step up. He's cute guy. I think I thought the hottest guy was the young little child that was sitting with us.
And that's all that
and
matters.
By child, I mean 26, which I mean, I'll stand by. That's
listen, where child it's is, but all that matters. You know, I love an age gap. Erica Jane loves an age gap. You know, we're here like for it and you're texting. That's
listen,
all that matters.
I'd like to date age appropriate and lots of money. Doesn't seem to happen for me. And so therefore we are just, Daddy David is in the house. This seems to be what everybody wants from me.
2022.
But that is, you know, that is the review and the next show is going to be different. But I mean, I even told Luann, like she said, did you notice it was all different? Like, and I was like, holy shit. And I was like, listen, this is the best show I've ever seen of yours. And she's like, I know. So Luann realizes it's changed. Shameless. Like they just, it's better than it ever has been. I can't explain it. It's, and now it's not going to be Christmas songs when, you know, it comes back,
right.
But it's just, I think she just is in her, she's used to it and the songs are different and like they've worked out the kinks.
Right. And good for her because, you know, everybody is like, Yeah. And everybody is like tired and depressed. The last 2 years have been hell. And it's like good for her for like seemingly coming out of this pandemic. Like she's coming out guns blazing, coming out swinging. She rested up. She did what she had to do better than ever. It's like, I'm here for that.
And for anyone who's never seen Luann in person, I mean, she literally is drop dead gorgeous. Like there's a couple of these housewives. I mean, they're all really, but some are just stunning. Like Luann is literally just what you think in the Giovanni, the slit all the way up, showing the leg. I don't know. It's just, yeah.
How old is she?
Definitely late 50s. She's not 60, late 50s. Like,
okay.
Maybe.
This is so on brand. Literally in the podcast episode I shot today that I was telling you about, I was talking about this very idea and how in the Sex and the City, back to that really quick, that reboot, how they're acting like they're freaking geriatric and in an assisted living home. And they're supposed to be in their 50s. They have like, you know, I don't know what is going on. They got like the gray hair, hearing loss, all these problems. And I'm like, listen, J-Lo, who's on a stripper pole, did not sign up for that she would be reeling, and now we can, you know, put Luann in that camp too. It's like, no, bitch. Since when? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to have, you know, this situation in my 50s. I'm trying to be thriving, pussy popping on a stage like Luann. You know,
Erica's 50. You know, like say what you want. Right. Her. I mean, no. Listen, I'm not going down without a fight. Like I'll be. I'm gonna do what I have to the bitter end, and I give lots of credit to people that don't do anything. Like Drew Barrymore is on air aging and basically saying like, I'm not interested in Botox. No. So I literally give like props to anyone out there. I'm not shaming anyone. I wish that I had that much character as a human being. I don't. I'm sadly too superficial, and I will literally get this face filled and get shots in my forehead till the end of time and do everything I have to. And anyone that doesn't, it's not like I'm looking down upon you. I'm actually looking up at you because you are way more of a self-actualized human being than I am.
It's just an attitude. Like the idea that in your 50s, like you can have 60s, whatever it is, like have life and be energized, you know, whatever. Botox or not, it's like, you know, I love it.
You know what I was going to say before I change the subject? Two things. One, I have somebody coming up from Sex and the City. Boom, drop that bomb. Someone pretty major is coming up on this podcast. And already recorded. And I had someone that I just recorded from Ultimate Girls Trip who was talking about Ramona in the shower being naked, just to your point. And I said, well, Luann was naked. She flashed that towel. And this housewife, I never like to tell guests before they actually are on the rope, but the person I recorded, she was like, yeah, but there's something about Luann naked and that European, like, darling. She's like, it's just okay. And I'm like, say no more. I get exactly what you mean. Because I'm like, here you are, like, in shock that you saw Ramona. I mean, you saw Luann, too. She was naked, and she was like, yeah, but isn't it? That's just Luann. And she's, like, European and free. And I'm like, oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So how is it that the Countess is just... she has that sex appeal. Men, women, everyone loves the Countess. So
it's an attitude. It's an attitude.
But no drinking. And I saw that. And that's the Leah gossip. So see the show, guys. Sorry to go on and on. This wasn't meant to be like anyone that hates Luann. This wasn't meant to convert you. That's like an honest thing of how the show was. And I think, listen, I went not like, I didn't want to like it. Like, I've already seen it. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to have a nice night. I fucking loved it. So this isn't like I had an ulterior motive. Like, I went from like telling these kids, you'll get so excited when it comes on. Don't worry. Telling my friend, just, you know, you'll have fun. And then she comes on and I'm like fucking screaming on top of my lungs. So David, fucking check yourself in the corner, because you are not cooler than anyone else here. That's a super fan of Luann. You ain't nothing. There you go.
Rushing the stage, you know, the whole thing.
We had an icon amongst us, people. An icon that is known as Countess Luann. Thanks for tuning in to part one of our sit-down chat with Taylor Ferber. And now we're about to get into tomorrow, our top pop culture and housewives moments of the year and our least favorite. We literally go through what we were living for and thankful for, what we were not thankful for, and what we like kind of could take or leave, you know? I mean, we talk about some RHOBH, we throw in some Potomac, we really cover every franchise. So tomorrow, this conversation shifts from the Countess, a very Countess Christmas, to the housewives and pop culture moments we were thankful for, not thankful for, and those, we can kind of take or leave. It's a really fun conversation, and Taylor and I even have one thing out of all the things that happened. We have one particular thing in common. It's really funny. So stay tuned. That is coming tomorrow. And then we kind of have a wrap up for the year, guys. I mean, listen, we have all episodes throughout the end of the year, but tomorrow we kind of do a summary and close out the whole year. So stay tuned and listen to this tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.